episode is let's talk about it. So I don't know how I'm sounding or toning my voice, but your girl is going hard, and I just kind of wanted to talk about it, talk through it with you all. And if you've been here before, or if you're in this position, just that journey of walking on faith. Before you do it, the mindset that you have and the thought process that you go through, and just say how I'm feeling right now. Just to give y'all an update, so I'm really considering putting in my 2 weeks notice, and I have a stay at home job, but I know I don't give my all, and it's because I just feel like my job is draining, and then I'm a full-time mother too, so it's like I feel like God has given me a sign to tell me to step on. Listen to him and follow my directions. So, it's the journey and a thought process of getting rid of that fear. Like, Father God, I pray that you remove the fear and the nerves from me and from anyone that's dealing with this that's going on now. Especially in the midst of this pandemic, God, I pray that you remove any fear and any nerves from them too, God. I just know that I feel like once I do it in this journey and following God and letting him help me and lead me in the right direction, I'll be grateful and joyful. That little thing in the back of your head that's just giving me these nerves and fear. And I talked to my husband about it, and he said, go do it. But why do I have this doubt? And I know deep down it's nothing but doubt. Because God does not give us a spirit of fear. He does not give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of power. And if this was anybody else, I would encourage them to do it. Sometimes taking your own advice is the hardest thing ever. Taking your own advice is hard sometimes. And I think about the what ifs and the what cans, because I was about to get my weight loss surgery through the company. And, you know, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, maybe I need more time. But I'm like, maybe it's just now. Maybe it's now to go do it. Go do anything you have your mind set on doing. Quit that job. Sometimes you feel like you can't even get to your full purpose because you have that job. Spend time in your own dream. As I'm talking to you, I'm encouraging myself. Really. Spend time in that dream. I have so many dreams. I have so many ideas. And I'm one of those people, if you're like me, who have so many ideas. So many things that can make money, but it's something that be holding me back. And I'm gonna do a fast, and I'm praying that y'all will do a fast with me if you're experiencing this. I'm gonna do a fast, and I'm gonna come back and give you all an update on how I feel about it. As of right now, I'm feeling better as I talk to you all. But it's just that leap of faith. That leap of faith. Take that leap of faith, Caitlin. Do what you want to do. Do what makes you happy. Find your center. Find your place with God. And prove to your son that you can do things that make you happy. He doesn't have to be just trying to pay bills. Have you ever felt like you're just paying bills? You're just living to pay bills. And I've definitely been in that circle of, I'm just living to pay bills. And I don't know why I want to keep the job, because I can barely pay the bills with the job. And I know God has something so much better for me. So God, I remove that fear. I remove that doubt. Father God, I pray that you move that spirit away from me. Keep it away from me. We are stepping into our purpose in 2022. Nothing is going to hold us back. And God, we're holding to your hand. And letting you lead us. Letting you guide us. So in Jesus' name, I thank you. And this is just a little snippet of Let's Talk About It. This is just a segment of things that's on my mind, and maybe I update you every day. Maybe this can be a new thing. Let me know if y'all like it or not. All right, have a nice day. Peace.